We last heard from a Brooklyn kid named Q Daly 2 years ago when he was finishing third grade. Q is transgender, and that was his first full school year identifying as a boy. At the time, he described feeling like this.
It feels like instead of a dead flower, a growing flower.
2 years later, he's 11 and on the cusp of adolescence. WNYC's Yasmin Khan checked in with Q as he confronts growing up in a body that just keeps changing.
I would say that Q Daly is savoring childhood. I hadn't seen him for 2 years when I met up with Q and his mom, Francisca Montaña, at a playground. Francisca points him out.
The orange hat and yellow shirt.
Oh, up in the tree.
No, it's Q. He's always in the tree.
I'm gonna go say hello. Q, adept climber of trees, lover of Michael Jackson, doesn't want to grow up. In fact, he thinks adults are pretty boring, especially at parties.
All that I think they do is sit around, talk, and drink wine.
But like all kids this age, Q has to face the idea that he's getting older and deal with the universal awkwardness of puberty. Of course, for a transgender child, that's even more complex.
The age of cuteness has passed. He's at a different stage where people start having different standards for like what it means to be transgender.
Meaning people ask her, what's Q's plan? Or they feel at liberty to ask about his body and hormones. Q began questioning his gender when he was 3 years old. By the end of second grade, he had transitioned socially from girl to boy. And he's only grown more confident in himself.
I'm sure that I'm a boy.
But sometimes people ask, are you a boy or a girl?
But like...
Or they don't understand why he's transgender. He's not as bothered by it as he used to be.
I'm used to getting comments like that. Because like, some people don't agree. But I can't do anything about that. I can't change their thinking.
At a time nationally when you hear stories of transgender kids feeling isolated or bullied, Q's comfort in his own skin and his happy-go-lucky nature draw people in. Francisca calls it his superpower.
People like him because he's good with people. He's good to people. And he is not ashamed of asking for people to be good to him either.
Q is learning more about his body and physical presence in the world through theater and dance.
5, 6, 7, 8, and 1.
He takes 3 classes at the Brooklyn Arts Exchange. His favorite is modern. I tagged along one day.
You sort of self-selected into groups. So Ruby, Violet, and Q, you're in one group.
Out of 9 students, Q's the only boy in the class. He says dance has helped him learn that he's flexible and strong.
And I have very big thighs.
You do? But you're so long and skinny.
Like, they're huge. It's like skinny here and then poof.
Not exactly, but watching him scurry up a tree, I don't doubt the power of his legs. And then he's open about what he wants from his body in the future. Q's dad, Avery Daly, says they talk about it.
I was like, do you ever think you'll go back to being a girl? And he was like, no. He was like, I don't think so. He was like, I want hair on my chest.
I want to have chest hair. It's like hairs that grow near your belly. It's like nothing's like that.
He'll also take a beard and a mustache.
I mean, obviously I'm gonna get armpit hair because my mom says everybody gets armpit hair. And then I'm like, okay.
He hasn't thought too far ahead about how this will happen. But the family for the past year has been talking about what it would mean for Q to start taking puberty blockers. This is medication that basically puts puberty on hold.
I want blockers. I don't know why, I just want them.
You don't know why?
No, I don't.
Well, you just said you want to stay a kid.
I do, actually. And mommy says that it gives you more time to think about stuff.
That's exactly how Francisca put it to me, too.
I feel that the blockers are a good safe next step.
Because they buy time to think about the big decisions transgender adolescents make, such as whether to take hormones, like testosterone or estrogen, or down the road, get surgery. Blockers, by comparison, are not as invasive. They're listed as reversible and an important option in a guide co-authored by the American Academy of Pediatrics. But it's still a very new part of the medical and cultural conversation around transgender children. That guide only came out last fall. Q knows about blockers, the idea anyway, because he goes to a summer camp for transgender youth, and other kids are on them.
Everybody in camp, that's the only people that I want to talk about the blocker thing with. Like everybody else in school, I keep my mouth shut.
Q is spending 2 weeks at camp this summer. Even though he has lots of friends in Brooklyn and feels accepted by his peers at school, he says it's not the same as being with other people like him. But besides enrolling transgender kids, the camp is just like any other outdoorsy sleepaway camp with a focus on nature, cheesy songs and all.
This is the composting toilet system. Oh, yes, it is a digester of organic materials only.
Both of Q's parents say they want to buffer a bit of the outside world. For instance, the Trump administration rescinded federal guidelines protecting transgender kids in schools. Francisca didn't directly discuss that with Q, partly because New York City has its own guidelines, and partly because with Q being a half-Latino, half-Black, transgender kid, they want him to feel strong and maintain that uncanny sense of self.
I think that when you're raising a transgender boy of color, you need to have the talk, but you want to show them that he is welcome in this world.
So that if or when he does face discrimination, or when he has to make hard decisions about his future, he'll have the tools to deal.
Then I heard a little voice, and that voice said to me, "Did that."
Right now, he is game to stay a kid, and a happy one at that. Yasmin Khan, WNYC News.
Digester, organic materials only.
That was our...